The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, February the 22nd, and we've got one guest today. We have two guests, but one topic. Dr. David Newman is with us, Rose Heart Hypnotherapy Success Center. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Dr. Newman. And we've talked with you several times over the years about how hypnosis works, and you brought along a young lady today. Her name is Carol Rice. Good to have you here, Carol.
Thank you.
And Carol, you had, is it called a disease, Raynaud's syndrome?
It can be, yes. It can be a syndrome or it can be a phenomenon.
Okay. And David, we have talked about the fact that in parts of the world, surgery is being done under hypnosis for people.
Absolutely.
No painkiller at all. No chemicals. Nope, just that's hypnosis.
That's hypnoanesthesia,
Did you say it's also has been done in Jefferson City?
Yes.
At one hospital in Jefferson City?
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it. I'm the only guy in Missouri that knows how to do it.
You didn't do the surgery. You did the hypnosis.
I did the hypnoanesthesia. The gentleman couldn't go under general anesthesia, and it was one of those things that he had to have the surgery. It wasn't elective surgery. He had to have it.
Okay. So how does the hypnosis work that way?
For pain?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, basically what happens when you go into hypnosis is we're talking directly to the subconscious mind. A lot of people, lay people, don't understand the fact that the brain cannot feel pain. Okay, we actually have a nerve cap over the top of our brain that does feel the pain, but the brain itself cannot feel pain. But where we feel discomfort is in one part of the brain, and what we do is we move it from where we're feeling discomfort, where those little synapses are firing, and we move it right in here, okay, which is up towards the front, which is where our pleasure center is. And when we do that, what happens is the discomfort goes away. You don't feel giddy, you don't feel happy, you just don't feel the discomfort anymore.
Now, for most people, I think that's pretty hard to believe.
Yes, it is.
You're going to put somebody under hypnosis and they can have surgery and not feel it. But you did something with Carol here, our guest. Tell me your story, Carol.
My story is that I have suffered with cold hands, cold feet, nose, ears.
And that's called Raynaud's syndrome.
All of my life. Went to a medical doctor, did the therapy that they utilized, prescription meds. Saw some results, but just wasn't happy with them.
You still had your cold hands, cold nose, cold feet. Couldn't get rid of it.
No.
No matter what you did.
No. Wore wool all year round.
Even in 100-degree heat?
Even in 100-degree heat, yes.
So why did you decide to go to David?
A referral from my sister.
And what did you do to her?
I put her under hypnosis. What Raynaud's syndrome is it's extreme cold in all of the outer extremities. Okay, it also happens to be one that is agitated by stress. Stress is fight syndrome, and one of the things when a person is in fight syndrome is all of the blood is called back from the outer extremities and placed in the central core. So our subconscious is protecting us because it thinks we're going to battle. Well, if you remove the blood from the outer extremities, what happens to the outer extremities?
Cold.
They get cold. So as soon as she came in, I did my clinical intake with her, and the first thing I did is I de-stressed her. When that happened, she got immediate relief to her hands. It was short-lived.
So how do you de-stress someone?
We put them into hypnosis, and we basically do a number of things, progressed relaxation. In fact, there was a couple of times with you that I kind of de-stressed you on a set, and that didn't go over too well with some of your directors. But you basically remove the stress. And then in her case, okay, because this is an ongoing situation. What I needed to do is find out what was the issue that was actually causing the stress. Why? Because if not, it would keep coming back. Once we resolve the issue, the result is her hands, her feet, her nose, her ears are warm. Where she works, people notice a difference. She's no longer wearing 3 and 4 sweaters. She's wearing short sleeve clothes. She does things that she normally wouldn't do, and people are looking, aren't you cold anymore? No, I'm not.
Well, Carol, do you have to continue going under hypnosis, or was it something that was suggested to you when you were under hypnosis and it continues to work?
It was a little bit of both. I had 3 sessions for this. The first 2 dealt mainly with the hands. The 3rd session included the feet. So basically 3 sessions, and I've had tremendous results.
Jen, you're not cold.
Cool, and it doesn't stay.
Okay.
So my core temperature is actually more radiated.
Can you do a little self-hypnosis yourself to help warm yourself up?
No. I don't do the self-hypnosis yet. I'm learning.
Okay. Yeah, is this something that she can do?
Oh, yeah. Anyone can do it, but you have to be taught how to do it. It just isn't something you sit down and you like read a book. You actually have to be taught how to do it, because when you're going into self-hypnosis, it's not like meditation, which is total absence of thought. In self-hypnosis, you're flooding yourself with thought. You're flooding yourself with suggestions that you're giving yourself. So you don't go down as far in hypnosis as you would with heterohypnosis, where another person is guiding you through it. But she'll go down, and she'll be fine for the rest of her life. She won't have that problem.
Hypnosis is something that has been around since the beginning of mankind.
Pretty much. We can find records of things going all the way back to Babylonian times, Egyptian times, Greeks had it. Even Jesus refers to it, and so does, I think it was Paul, refers to going into hypnosis in the Bible.
And it is a natural state.
Totally natural. We go in and out of hypnosis multiple times every day all by ourselves.
Yeah. We were talking one time when you're on the computer, you're somewhat hypnotized with the computer that you don't realize how long you've been on and how much.
Sure. If you stand before any blinking object or pulsing object, cell phone, computer, television, video games, and you're there for longer than 20 minutes, you are in hypnosis. Mm-hmm.
If you want more information on this, and Carol, by the way, thank you for coming
by.
And continued success.
Thank you.
With being rid of Raynaud syndrome. If you want more information, Dr. David Newman, how can they get in touch with you?
Just give us a call. Our telephone number is 888-604-9997.
Okay. All right, and you're on the web.
Also. We're on the web at www.mohyp.com.
Okay. Dr. David Newman, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me here.
Have a good weekend, too. Monday, Jennifer Flink will be on with Boone County Museums. Our program is directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Charles Minshew, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Something you'd like to hear or see, I would love to hear from you. Drop me an email at pepperp@missouri.edu. And to listen to this program or watch it, go to kbia.org and click on Talk Shows and Radio Friend. Bye-bye.